Tish and Gabby. Catch up.
Once again, Gab, we have to jump into our respective shower cubicles and see what kind of rando thoughts we come up with.
Yep.
It's shower thoughts time. Now, everybody has random thoughts in the shower. You get in there, it's the gentle massage of the warm water on the body.
It's just that alone time where you can just get lost in your own brain.
Yes, exactly. And you kind of find yourself coming up with just random stuff where afterwards you go,
where'd that come from?
Yeah, and what was I thinking?
What's going on
in my
brain?
All right, we've had a couple of shower cubicles installed here in the studio. It's time to jump on in. See what we'd come up with. It's kind of random.
Mm. You know, you never notice how dirty a movie is until you watch it with your parents. And then it is just cringy.
It is. And you kind of look over at them.
Yep.
Out of the corner of your eye.
I have so many toilet breaks.
Yeah.
Just get out of the room.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. You know, I think we should appreciate the fact that spiders don't travel in packs.
I know, right? Oh, my God.
One's enough.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how big, they still freak me out.
Redbacks do, though. They all live together. It's not nice.
I haven't put that much research into redbacks.
Find one. There's a family.
Is there?
Yep.
Well, that's good. Good on them.
4 a.m. is probably the only time that the majority of people are asleep. Because it's too late for night owls.
Yep.
But it's too early for early birds.
Yeah, true.
So unless you're a shift worker.
Yep.
You're probably in bed.
Well, you're watching Breakfast Radio.
That too.
You know what? Beef jerky is the meat equivalent of a sultana.
Yes.
Sultana, dried grape. Beef jerky, dried beef.
You're right. Good thought.
Pretty sure I didn't have to explain that.
You didn't.
But I did anyway.
Just to finish it off. Yeah. You know, I'm not a bad person. You can attest to that, thank you. I'm not a bad person.
Let's stop there.
But if I had superpowers,
yep.
I can tell you right now I wouldn't use them only for good.
Nah. Nah.
I reckon it would bring out the bad in me.
Yeah. What superpower would you like?
To be invisible.
Oh, me too.
Oh, watch out, everybody.
Oh, wow. Or to stop time.
Oh.
Stop time would be great.
That would be good.
Oh, that would be awesome. Anyway, we better get out.
Yeah, better.
Enough of these random thoughts. Mm. That's our shower thoughts for today.
My very lifelike pet art service is going great guns. I have done so many drawings of other people's pets, it's not funny. So it all began when I did a drawing of my own puppy bear,
mm-hmm.
and I brought it to the table and I said, if anyone else wants a drawing like this of their pet,
yes.
let me know. And I was inundated with requests.
Yes.
I've done about 45-ish drawings to this point in time,
mm-hmm.
and I've had so many more requests that I just have not had the time to fulfill.
I think my conspiracy theory is this is the world's biggest G-up because I've seen the photos that come in. I've seen the pictures that you've drawn.
Yeah.
And
you've heard how absolutely ecstatic the owners of the pets are.
I have, and I don't understand why because I'm sorry, Gab, and you know I care about you a lot, but your drawing just isn't that good.
It's amazing.
No, yes, it's amazing and how bad it is.
Well, and everyone else loves it.
I know.
And I feel like art is a very personal thing, you know. Some people love a certain technique, other people hate it. It's all in your own personal taste.
And people, we had a party the other night and people were, you know,
they're approaching me and saying, how cool is your art? Here's my dog. Can you draw it? And I'm like, guys, sorry, but I've had to close off submissions. I'm just too busy to fulfill everyone's wants and needs.
That's right.
I just can't do it.
And people are also confused as to why I'm hating on these pictures.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to hate on them. I just, I'm trying to tell you the truth.
You're trying to be a good friend.
I am.
Well, stop. Because I think they're amazing and I've taken it to the next step.
Right.
I am having my very first art exhibition. I'm having my debut as an artist this Thursday and I'm so super excited. So excited, in fact.
Yes.
I've gone and got myself an outfit.
Right.
So it's happening Thursday at Grand Central Shopping Centre.
So
it's
going to
be in the public arena so anyone can come and check it out. I'll be there for part of it as well. I'll have full dates and times and everything sorted out by this afternoon because I need to know when bumping is and when I've got to get out and, you know, when I can be there to talk through my techniques and my ideas and, you know,
your
my motivations and my inspiration and everything else. So you can come and check it out. in Toowoomba. We'll also have a video up of it as well if you're not able to come down.
Yeah, that's right.
And my outfit's amazing.
Right.
I went yesterday and went on a bit of a shopping spree. Got myself a beret because every artist wears a beret.
Yeah, of course.
So it's red and pretty.
Yeah.
I also got a smock. Yeah. Which is covered in paint.
Yeah, of course.
And I've got my little paint board to carry around with me as well. I know they're drawings, but I've got to look the part.
Okay. So it would look silly having a little art board with pencils sitting on it.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So,
or pencil marks on your shirt instead of paint drippings on your
How
smock.
How uncoordinated am I?
Yeah, that's
no.
Right.
So I've got my smock. My all ready to go and all my paints and everything, and I will be there ready to talk you through how to be an artist like me.
I can't wait to find out what that chat is actually like.
It's going to be amazing.
How to be an artist like Gabby. Don't actually learn how to draw, ever.
The lesson takes about 5 minutes.
Yeah. For years, I've entertained the idea of jumping on a kayak and going fishing from said kayak.
Yeah,
I see it on TV shows all the time. I think that would be some fun.
River or ocean?
Don't care. Mm. Well, I do now because I found a story this morning which has changed my mind. I've decided now that maybe I'll leave that to other people because a 15-year-old girl, Sarah Williams is her name, off the coast of South Australia, Normanville, where there tend to be a few sharks.
Okay. Oh.
Great white sharks.
Why would you go fishing there?
Don't know.
Why would there be any fish?
Because the sharks have eaten them all.
That's
what
I mean,
yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know and I wouldn't care to find out. But this is what basically happened to her.
All of a sudden, a big bang from the bottom and a shark had taken me. Not that I knew it was a shark, but and next thing I knew, I was in the water with the shark and I was watching it like attack my kayak. And so when I was in the air, because it flew me up in the air, it felt like I was watching like the typical Jaws movie. Or
so fishing from a kayak, a 4.5-meter great white shark bumped her off into the air, knocked her into the air, and then turned around and started coming after her. Now her dad was in a boat nearby fishing as well. So he heard the big bang of the shark hitting the kayak. He turned the boat around and he went and grabbed her just in time, just in the nick of time.
The fact that he's faster than a shark, wow, good on him.
And then the shark followed them into shore. Thoughts?
Why are they kayaking in shark-infested waters? That's my first question. Mm-hmm. My second question is, how can she explain it like, oh, I thought I was watching Jaws? No, mate, you're in it.
You're in it.
You're in it.
You're not watching
a movie.
You're not sitting on your couch just watching Jaws. You're close to the Jaws for my liking.
That is so scary. To be on a kayak with a shark underneath you is scary enough, but for it to throw you into the water with it?
Yeah.
Like, nah.
You'd be...
How smart is that shark?
To knock her off.
Yeah, to be like, oh, there's food up there.
I was thinking,
get her in.
How bad is the turning circle on that shark? Seriously, it's like, he's going off. He's like, hang on, this is going to take me a while. Doing a 3-point turn to come around and come back and grab her. That's what I'm thinking.
What a hero dad, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good on him.
Well, it's better than going the other way. Going, nah, you're on your own. Good luck.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'll get out of here.
It's all right. I'll be okay. I'll live a full life.
There are some things that ruin a first impression when you're first meeting someone. It can make them dislike you immediately.
Sure.
And the Independent has actually listed them. So if you are going to, you know, go out and meet someone, go for a job interview maybe.
Yeah.
These are the five things not to do if you want to be liked. So number one, sharing too many photos on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this comes down to when you first connect online.
Right. Yeah,
sometimes people do...
Oh, you
check
get
you
inundated.
Out before they actually meet you in person.
Yeah,
and if there's too many photos on there, they might get turned off. I'm confused by this one. Because Instagram is just about photos.
Just about photos.
So I'm posting there all the time.
You are.
Facebook is very visual.
Yeah.
So it's all about photos.
But there's always
maybe
too
gloating
many.
Photos.
Yeah, too many photos. You know, if you head down to a fast food joint and take photos of the food that's there for some reason, then, you know, it's too many photos. Just family photos, normal photos, so maybe the old action shot. But just not too many photos.
It's a very grey line as to how much is too much. But number two.
It's not.
It is.
It's just not too many photos. If you've taken photos of food, that's too many photos.
It's not. Sometimes food is glorious, especially when it's a gay time ice cream. Or McFlurry.
Okay.
Number two, name dropping. A study has revealed that if you start name dropping in emails, in person, anywhere, people just get really turned off by that, especially if it's really obvious.
I haven't met any famous people, so it's okay. I can't name drop.
I did the other day. Did I was you? Like, I was just chatting to Guy Sebastian the other day, and it was really fun.
Of course.
No reason to do it, just did it.
Just did it.
Number three, the humble brag.
Yep.
So most people do this in job interviews, you know, saying things like, I work too hard or I care too much, but it just hurts you.
Yeah.
People can see straight through it. They know that you're just trying to suck up.
Yeah.
No one works too hard.
Nah.
There is no such thing
nah.
as an employer for their employee to work too hard.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
Not going to happen. Number four, hiding your emotions.
Sure.
So people who actually show emotion are more trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
Because you can see that they're being vulnerable or that, you know, they're just being real.
So start crying in a job interview if things aren't going
well. I need this job.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely it's going to work in your favour. And number five, and this is the ultimate, not smiling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a study actually took 100 students and showed them photos of people posing.
Yeah.
No matter how hot they looked, if they weren't smiling, they weren't memorable.
Really?
At all.
Wow.
A smile means everything.
What if you're missing some teeth?
Then you're going to be very memorable, aren't you? Who's going to work in your favour?
Yeah, probably could. Parents of small kids have long been hearing about the perils of screen time and the fact that, you know, if you get your kids to watch too much television was the traditional screen, but now iPads and all that kind of stuff, that, well, they're not going to go out and play sports.
Not only that, but wasn't there a study not that long ago that it can actually affect their learning capacity?
Yes, yes. Well, as it turns out, I guess it's one of those cases these days, depending on who you talk to, some people think that it's bad, some people think that it's good. What they're saying in the report that I read this morning is that so all those studies that they've done about people who spend a lot of time watching TV or on their iPads and all that kind of stuff are not as fit, they are not as educated, all that kind of stuff. Well, all the tests that they've done or all the studies have been inconclusive.
Interesting.
So they really have, because there's a whole bunch of other factors involved. They say that those people that watch a lot more television are normally from poorer areas, and poorer areas they don't necessarily have the ability to go and play sports where, you know, obviously they need the money to buy tennis rackets, for instance.
And uniforms and insurance
and
all of that.
And travelling to the other side of town or to other towns to drop kids off at sport. They just don't have that ability to do it. So that is a factor. Screen time alone is not the only factor that is involved there.
And I feel like it would also depend on what the kids are watching.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they're just watching something brain dead, like a cartoon that has no educational qualities to it, then, it's probably not ideal. But if they're watching something like Dora the Explorer, where it does have some kind of education behind it, or even Play School, you know, things like that where they're learning while watching, it's not all bad.
No. My son Sammy, 6 years old, loves documentaries. Will watch David Attenborough.
No way!
Loves them.
Good on him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so I'm not limiting that screen time.
No way.
I'm like, mate, if you want to watch that, I'll watch it along with you because I like them too.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. Did you ever get a limit on your screen time at
when
you were young?
When I was little, I don't remember ever having a rule because we were so busy out and about playing sport and training and whatever else. Or I was at my sister's trainings because I had to, you know, cuddle along with them, which sucked. So I was always out of the house or I was always at playing with friends or something. So I never had that screen time that needed to be limited.
Yeah, sure.
My mum never had that issue with me.
No.
But, you know, I did love my cartoons on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, me too.
I'd get up early before anyone else woke up so I could have control of the TV.
I still kind of watch cartoons on a Saturday morning.
Same.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Yeah. Look, for me, when I was young, I had 30 minutes a day I was allowed to watch TV, and that probably explains a lot.
So you're one of those kids that just wanted to sit and veg all day.
I would quite happily have sat, and not so much now, but back then.
How the roles have reversed, Hamish.
Yeah, I know. All right, 13, 12, 16. Let's talk about that screen time. How much were you allowed, or how much are you allowing your kids these days? We've got Luke on the line. Luke, what is it for you?
We were allowed to watch TV from when we got home from school till about 6, and dinner time, after dinner time, no TV at all.
Right.
Interesting. I think that's a good rule, because then after dinner, do your homework, go to bed.
That was exactly what it was.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so we had to come home, do our homework straight away.
Because you've just been at school all day. Who wants to come home and do homework straight away?
Well, why? Where were you? Call my parents.
That's a lot of pressure.
Why don't you tell Ray and Rosemary that was bad parenting?
Ray and Rosemary, give the brain a break.
Yeah, exactly. It's too late now. Damage is done. Oh. Ruined brain. That explains it.
Yeah, blame it on them.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.